Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And joining us on the line, Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief of Raw Story on the Trocare College Live Line. All right, Dave, today, or yesterday, I should say, was really the opener of, is it the new trial of the century, or are most people just saying, you know, here comes another one, with Donald Trump in New York City? I want to, before we get into maybe what happened a little bit yesterday and how difficult this jury selection might be, I want to get into that reaction a little bit, because I'm sure you have some people hyper-focused on this like they are everything Trump, but have we become, you know, Trumped out in the news cycle, most of America, that, you know, significant historic trials going on and not a lot of people might really care?
Well, you know, Trumped out or not, get used to it, because this is here to stay. And to your question of, well, is this a trial of the century? It probably is, until the, you know, other three trials that Donald Trump is going to be facing come to fruition, either before the presidential election or perhaps not till after the presidential election. That's still a huge question mark, Brian, that looms large in the midst of this first trial starting. Again, whether the other three are going to happen in time for voters to get some sort of an answer on the question of, did Donald Trump actually take action to overturn the 2020 election? Did he illegally retain classified documents? These are the other questions out there. We're only at the first step here, Brian. This is going to be a weeks-long process and something that is not going to get resolution in the trial here in New York for many, many, many weeks to come.
The first step is jury selection. How in the world do you seat an unbiased jury, especially in Manhattan?
Well, it's hard in any situation. You have to go through quite a process, an ordeal for, let's just take a murder trial or some other type of proceeding where the stakes are very high. And you know, then multiply it by about 1,000, and that's what you have here with Donald Trump. I mean, everyone knows Donald Trump. There's not a person in the United States who doesn't. And you're going to find very few people who don't have an opinion on him. And then it's in New York City. So this is a very Democratic city, of course. And Donald Trump is one of the most famous residents to come from New York City in the past 100 years. So it's going to be a very, very difficult process. I think we saw that with Judge Meachin, in essence, asking the potential jurors who were gathered in a jury pool, well, hey, do you think you can be unbiased? And many of those who were assembled there, they raised their hand and they simply said, no, we can't be. So even that's what we expected would happen. This is what came to pass, and the people who are left, who are still part of this jury pool, there's going to be a lot of questioning that comes from both sides of defense and the prosecution to determine if, in fact, they're going to be able to find 12-plus jurors, the ones who would sit, and the alternates also who would be selected, who are going to be able to sit there and truly be able to render an impartial decision at the end of a trial.
How will this impact the campaign as we know it? And not necessarily talking about, you know, what's mentioned on the campaign, because I'm sure this will, you know, have an impact there. But, you know, Trump going out to do campaign events, things like that. You know, we know he's been in Pennsylvania. He's been around. What's the impact going to be there?
Yeah, and this was something that played out almost immediately. Donald Trump was trying, in his defense team, basically trying to get out of being there or trying to go and be elsewhere. And the judge said, "Well, hang on, you're in New York City. You're in a criminal trial. I'm not going to make any exception for you. You are expected to be here, and if you're not here." And you don't have permission to not be here, then you're risking going to jail. So the judge was very, very clear about his expectations for this trial of Donald Trump. And, you know, we throw around the term, oh, this is unprecedented so often, right? But this truly is. There's never been a current or former president who has faced a criminal trial, and now Donald Trump is the first. So we don't have a playbook here. We don't have a template. That this is truly uncharted territory, legal and otherwise. And as a result, we're going to be making little bits of history almost every day with this trial, by the decisions that are being made along the way through this process, leading to wherever this ends up. And if you think you know where this is going to end up, then I got a lot of oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you, right?
Yeah. Switching from Trump to Biden, we have been waiting for, you know, a while, and was thinking about this. I saw a story written recently, and also, you know, here in New York State, part of a $237 billion state budget is $2.4 billion for the state to address the migrant crisis. And, you know, the president has been mulling this executive order on illegal border crossings. But it's been going on for a while now, since we first heard about this. What gives?
Yeah, and so, you know, just very quickly, in the time that we have, you've got two things. Number one, you've got Congress, and Congress had an opportunity to, like it has for many, many years and even decades, to try to do something that would be much more comprehensive and address this issue in its totality, or at least step up to the plate and take a big swing at that. That did not happen, and it doesn't appear that it's going to happen in any time between now and Election Day in November. So is Joe Biden going to take some sort of unilateral action of the sort that you just described? Big question mark right now. I don't think we know exactly where this is going to land. It's going to be controversial regardless of what Joe Biden does or doesn't do, because people feel so passionately about immigration, and it's going to be an issue that likely is going to factor into the election more than it has in previous presidential elections. I think that's very safe to say.
Well, Dave, as always, thank you. Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief of Raw Story, joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.